You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson.
Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during the show, we share the stories, the expertise and the knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener, and this week is going to be no different. On today's show, we're talking about open doors. If you don't know open doors or haven't been to an open doors networking event, you definitely should, and you will believe me by the end of the next hour. So today we're joined by Kathy Dunbabin, Caroline O'Connor and Kate Harriott. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming our three guests after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today, really, really excited to be joined by three absolute marketing experts. And we're talking all about open doors. So let's start with Kathy. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. So for those who don't know Open Doors, let's start with who are you and who is Open Doors?
Thank you, Ben. I'm Kathy Dunbabin and I'm the founder and managing director of Open Doors. Open Doors is a professional business network that is now 14 years old, last week, I think. And we stretch across the whole of Oxfordshire. And over the last couple of years, we've expanded out into Gloucestershire and Buckinghamshire. That's correct. I get my Berkshire and my Buckinghamshire
Amazing.
Confused.
Exactly that. So let's go. Caroline, next up, for those who don't know you and don't know Kathy, I think there's probably a bit of a problem. But for those who don't know you, who is Caroline?
So I'm Caroline O'Connor and I am the founding director of Fourthborn, which is my marketing consultancy. But I've also been a member and associate director for Open Doors over the last 12 years. So I'm very much resonated with the Open Doors brand.
Amazing. And last but not least, Kate.
Hi, Ben. So I'm Kate Harriott. I have been working for Open Doors for about 8 years now. Kind of started as a admin kind of back office support and have really in the last couple of years kind of come into my own as operations manager. Have a love for all things processes and love to see our members thrive.
Amazing. And really look forward to sharing more of the story over the next hour. But before we do that, who shall I pick on first? Caroline, I'm sorry, you've got the short straw. So, for somebody who's worked in the media space for a long time, there's obviously pressure picking a song on the radio. But you have kindly chosen a song for our listeners. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
So, my song choice is Never Gonna Stop Dancing by Pink. And I purely chose it because I love the lyrics and it is a song that when it comes on in the car, I absolutely, although I can't sing, I sing at the top of my voice. And the fact that the video's got roller skates and I love roller skating, yeah, it makes me smile.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that very fitting song chosen by Caroline, and for anyone that's been to one of Caroline's parties, you will know she never wants to stop dancing. We've introduced our three experts, and today we're really sharing the story of Open Doors, a wonderful networking group that has been in Oxfordshire for 14 years now. But there's been lots of change in recent months. All really, really positive. So let's start, before we talk about that change, if that's okay. Kathy, can we just talk a little bit about the history of Open Doors? So let's talk about like where it all started and really, where did the concept come from?
Okay, so it feels like a very long time ago now, Ben. I used to think I still had quite a new company, but now I don't. So I'd been involved in a lot of networking for a long time, but always felt there was I think the simplest way to say it is a more grown-up way of networking. You can meet some amazing people in a networking event, but for me it was so much about what those people could offer, the collaborations, the development, the support, the friendship even, that could come out of really solid long-term relationships. So there wasn't really a networking group that suited that for me. I'd been involved with one for a very long time. We'd probably just run our course together, but came away thinking, I think I can do this. And in January 2010, 11 even, we launched Open Doors. We being my now ex-business partner, Sonia Kearns, and myself, and we grew it and ran it very successfully over the past 14 years. So that's how it started. It hasn't really changed too much in those times, actually, Ben, in the format and the structure of the meetings. We have always been all about our members. It's always been really important to us that we live by our values. They're key, that we treat people in a grown-up manner with respect. We have real generosity of spirit and just genuinely want to bring out the best in everyone. We do have now 11 groups, and it's important to us that, you know, each group, although it feels slightly differently, but runs very much to what is now a proven model.
Absolutely. And Kate, you mentioned that you started as an administrator and been through that journey. Has Open Doors changed from your point of view, or have there been changes over the last 8 years? And like, how has your involvement changed over that period?
Like Kathy said, you know, fundamentally the processes have remained pretty much the same. You know, the agendas are the same, kind of the format and the structure of the meetings are the same, and that's something that members and guests both seem to love. When I joined Open Doors, I believe we were just launching the fifth group. I think they had four solid groups and we were going to five. So just in terms of volume of, you know, work and members, etc., that has obviously doubled and tripled. But the kind of the heart of what Open Doors does has remained the same since I joined. You know, I've kind of implemented a lot of efficiency changes. I kind of have brought in more structure. Like I said, I have a love for processes, and I'm a bit of an organizational freak, some might say. So I've kind of put things in place to make everything run smoother and easier. But the format, like Kathy said, has stayed the same, and it works well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Caroline, I think anyone that would know you in Octogear would know that you absolutely love connecting people. And you started as a member, then associate director, now exciting news. Like, talk to me about your Open Doors story, if that's okay. So I just really want to understand, like, how your story started with Open Doors right up until today. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined Open Doors when I was a business development insightful to buy into a marketing agency 13 years ago, and it was my business development strategy. I needed to grow my network, I needed to grow my connections, and at the same time I needed to have revenue coming into the business. My remit was to balance our clients from having one very large client to having a real risk adverse mix of SME clients, and I used Open Doors for that strategy. My first 3 years over in the Cotswolds group delivered not only revenue, but grew my network significantly. I then moved into a different role down in Henley, and actually Kathy and Sonia came down to visit me. They were in their expansion stage at the time and asked me to join them as an ambassador for the Henley group to launch it, which I jumped at with immediate effect. And that helped me grow my network and really gave me the elevation in Henley as a true business professional and a connector, which was great. And then in launching Fourthborn, which is 2.5 years ago now, which I can't believe, that was when Kathy said, actually, we're looking for an associate director for our then Milton Park Group, which now has moved to Frilford. And again, jumped at it without even, you know, a second thought. The thought of being involved, more involved in supporting a group to develop and bringing those members together. So I've kind of experienced it from all sides, and it has without fail been part of my personal brand strategy and my business strategy for the last 13 years. So yeah, I've seen all the benefits of it and no negatives. So
amazing. I think from an outside point of view, I think one of the things that Open Doors has got a very good reputation for, and I think I've got to be careful how I word this, so correct me if I word it in the wrong way, but I think that if you were to look at stature of a member of a networking group, typically Open Doors has, I guess, more senior people or bigger businesses or whatever than you would typically get in a networking organization. Hopefully I worded that in the right way. I guess with how has that been achieved, and why, and it is that an important part of Open Doors, the fact that the members are senior decision makers / business owners, and a lot of them are pretty decent sized businesses.
Who wants to answer? Shall I take that one, Kathy?
I'm
happy to. Yeah, I mean, it is by strategic design that the network has been built around being a business owner or a senior partner or a decision-making director. And that's because the ethos is bringing like-minded, inspired business owners together, and to bring together people. With no offence to employees, but if you're an employee, you don't have the decision influence, but also your career journey is very different to the business owner or somebody who is a shareholder and bought into that business. The pressures, the things that keep you up at night are different to employee, to owner, director. So we purposely invite business owners and senior directors in because we're bringing together the people that are facing the same challenges, and therefore the expertise that we share with each other is sort of at a different level. It's not about transactional business winning referral business. It's about that support, the expertise, the camaraderie of peer support that actually helps build our bonds so strong in the groups.
They're really interesting. I think one of the things that I've really seen from presenting this radio show is often being a business owner can be a lonely place. Without going too far, we had a show with Oxfordshire Mind some time ago, and the category of the most suicides are business owners. They're like, without a shadow of a doubt. So Kathy, I'm just keen to bring that across to you, really. One of the benefits that I've seen since joining Open Doors has really been that peer-to-peer support, and has been that actually business owners get the challenges and how stressful what probably long-term is small, but short-term maybe seem really big. And why is that so important, having that peer-to-peer support for business owners?
Oh, Ben, I mean, you've just covered some of it off, and I think it's a lot of people have a misconception that running a business is amazing, and it's very easy to think, you know, you're in control of your time off, and you know you can do what you want when you want, but actually it is a really stressful profession to be in. You set up your own business, everything really matters to you. If you've got employees, their well-being and their mortgage payments, you know, sit very much with you. You've got to do the marketing of your product. You need it to do what it says on the tin and grow your business. You've got to look after your team. You've got to make sure you're always on the front foot. You're continually learning, and I think that's the big thing. If you aren't open to growing and learning yourself, it will be really difficult to succeed in business. I don't know the latest stats, but Ben, I think it was you that in a showcase talked through some of them recently, and I thought it was really eye-opening and scary how many businesses don't make it through year one, year five, year 10 and beyond, and there's a reason for that. So you know, it's not about walking around all the time going, oh, it's great, business is great, because that really isn't going to be the case. What is important is that you find a community that you can be part of that really wants to support you. You know, we've evolved our model, but we've put everything in place to make sure that our members are very focused on collaborating, supporting each other, that whole value around bringing out the best in one another, and having respect for one another. You know, if you uphold that, you can deliver something quite special. And you know, we're not the ones to say what somebody needs at any moment in time in a business. Sometimes it really is sales. It just is as brutal as that. We need sales. It's tough times. Other times you just need a listening ear, a sounding board, somewhere to go where it feels safe, where you feel supported, where you can be vulnerable and say, this is tough at the moment. Somewhere where you can gain expertise. We don't always know what we need in that moment, but when you start talking it through and you've got that environment, you realize maybe I do need to work with a coach. Maybe I do need a different accountant. Maybe I do need some personal development. But you learn that by hanging out with people who've had those experiences, maybe still going through them now, want to share and genuinely want to support you and help you succeed as well. So I think having that at the core of everything we do is massively important to us. I think it is probably one of the pillars of our success, is that we hold that value or those values so dear to us.
Absolutely. And Kate, what's your take on this?
It's a really interesting one, because I have the pleasure of working with all of our new members. So kind of from their onboarding, the initial training process right through until they hit the 10-month mark. And one thing I always find interesting is I like to ask all of our new members, you know, what is your why? Why have you joined? What are you hoping to achieve? And you seem to get kind of a real variety of answers. Sometimes it's, you know, return on investment. It is as simple as pounds in pocket. A lot of people say they're kind of using Open Doors as their marketing strategy. Some people kind of are aware of the reputation in terms of peer support and say they are there for that reason. But what I've kind of learned is the peer-to-peer support comes later on. And then it's not until kind of the 6-month mark where I'm meeting with them again, where they say, you know, actually, yes, I did join for return on investment, and that's great, and it has happened or hasn't happened. But actually, the thing that I'm most enjoying and kind of almost didn't realize what I was lacking is that, you know, absolute host of knowledge and expertise within the room. And, you know, we say it to all of our new members, you show up on your best days and you show up on your worst days. But I think to be transparent as a business owner and as a person is so important. And actually, to be able to kind of walk in, it can be quite vulnerable to walk into a room and say, you know, it hasn't been a good day or it hasn't been a good week. And actually to have a room of people that are so genuinely interested in, you know, you and your business, I think it just, I mean, it speaks for itself. And it's the kind of feedback that I always love hearing the most when people say they really value that side of Open Doors.
Absolutely. Caroline, I'm going to put you on the spot here. And I'm really, really sorry. But that point that Kate made, I think, is really, really true. I think that I've heard quite a lot throughout the show and through my time networking is, and I've heard so many different answers to this. And with your marketing hat on, you'll be able to give the best one. So many businesses have highs and lows. Of course they do. And you hear people at networking where, obviously not on Open Doors, but in other groups, they come into the room and they say, I'm really busy at the moment. I don't want any business. Or you hear people that go into the room and say, oh my gosh, I've lost all my clients. I desperately need clients. I really need business. What's the answer to that? Should you go in and be really consistent and say, you know, have a long-term strategy and be consistent throughout all the times? Should you be really honest and vulnerable? Like, what should you do? What's the 101 from a marketing and networking point of view?
I think honesty is always the first and foremost. I don't believe that there is a single business owner or business in the world that can say, I don't want any business at the moment. So walking into a room and saying, I'm too busy, I don't want anything at the moment, is not one that I would wish to hear. I think being honest and saying, my pipeline is really full at the moment, we are at capacity, I am now looking for introductions for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the line, and being really clear and specific around what you're looking for is how you're honest in that environment. Because we all have pipelines, we all have moments where we do feel busy and we are at capacity, but we all have experienced where that long-term client that we were absolutely, you know, we thought we had a great relationship with, that the business was really, really firm and guaranteed, and then out of the blue, you get short notice. Actually, we've got a change in strategy. They've got a change in business and circumstances, and we lose them, and it can have a really big impact on our business. And, you know, Ben, I'm happy to share a couple of stories, because actually, across the network of all the groups that I've visited, and I've pretty much visited every single one of them, at one time or another, I have been in the room where that situation has hit one of our members. And I remember one really poignant one where we could tell the member was not right when he walked in the room. He was as white as a ghost. And something had happened the morning of our meeting, and he walked in, and he still turned up, but he was very, very quiet. And in the open forum part of our meeting, he shared the impact that had hit his business that morning. And I have never seen a group of, and there was 16 at the time, 16 fellow business people rally with advice, support, personal support, as well as professional support. And that person walked out of that room with a very different strategy of the actions they were going to take that evening, and turned his business around, protected its reputation, and had a very different outcome to what he shared he was going to do, saving him personally and professionally. So, you know, I think honesty is core. But we hold each other accountable in giving that feedback. If somebody walks into the room and says, actually, I don't need any business, or, you know, oh, I am desperate at the moment. What you see is when people say, I really need sales, I've had this catastrophe, people rally and go, okay, let me find, you know, something short term, something immediate. And people will put their focus on it. And the people that are saying, I'm too busy, you go, well, really, are you? What's your pipeline like? What am I looking for in the future? And we qualify what they really mean. And that's the difference that you get in an open doors room that you may get in other more transactional networking environments where business and referrals are first and foremost, is that we're digging that, just that layer deeper into actually really what that fellow member is asking for or saying, and communicating to ensure that we're supporting each other, that we're not tripping ourselves up. Amazing. So that's probably a really long-winded answer to the question that you asked.
I put you on the spot with a tough question and an A-star answer. So thank you, Caroline. So let's put somebody else on the spot. Kate, it's your turn. You, like Caroline, have chosen a song for the listeners this morning, and you will be judged by the listeners this morning. So what is your song choice and why have you picked it?
So I have picked a song which I probably play 4 or 5 times a week because it has such a good feel good, great beat to it. I put it on in the morning to get my kids out of bed. Sometimes put it on in the car on the way to the office. And it is Good Day by Nappy Roots. It's a good feel good, get dancing, have a good day kind of song.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is The Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. We'll find out when Kathy gives her song choice, but I feel like there's a real dancing theme with the Open Doors lot here, so maybe a theme in that. But back to business for now. So, Kathy, I think the big thing to talk about, which was hinted earlier in the show, is Sonia's exit and change of leaders at Open Doors. So talk to me about the planning of that. What are the changes? And then we'll move on to the future in a moment. But yeah, let's talk about that planning, because it's, you know, exiting a business is massive, isn't it? And I think it's something that will impact so many of those listening right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Ben. As you said, Sonia has exited the business, and that, although for a lot of people that's only something they've recently found out about, but for us that's been in the planning for 3 years. It was our kind of 3-year goal, and that was that Sonia would retire. Although we were best of friends, great business buddies together, our lives were very different. So we always knew, but I think 14 years ago, that just seems like forever away. We didn't talk about it then, but kind of over the last maybe 6-5 years, we've talked about it a bit more. Both life surpassed the big 6-0 now. Sonia's just approaching it this year. But, you know, it was always going to be around this time. So we sat down and looked at what we wanted it to look like. I always knew from the very beginning I did not want to, leave at this point in my life. I guess maybe we had a romantic vision at some point that we would walk off into the sunset together, having sold Open Doors. But I think as we progressed along that journey, I knew I wasn't done, anywhere near done with Open Doors. And retirement, as my daughters will say, is not for me. I would be meddling and interfering and, yeah, keep working, Mum, I think is their advice. So it just wasn't something I was ready to do. So we made the plans and we executed them. And, as of the end of the year, or end of last month, we have managed to now successfully exit Sonia. Right now, she's sat on a beach in Antigua, I believe. So she really has exited in style and, you know, been able to sit down and look at the future of Open Doors and where that goes. Can't say last year wasn't the weirdest year ever, Ben, because it was, because, you know, I had a business with Sonia before Open Doors. We had Front Doors then. There is a theme. We were like Ant and Dec. We just rolled along together and knew each other like a married couple, really, inside and out. So, that's taken some real adjustment for both of us. I think it's, not to be undersold that going and sailing around the world and sitting on a beach sounds wonderful. But when you've put heart and soul into something, that's also a big change in your life. So I know Sonia's gone through that. I've gone through a lot, and it's, our paths obviously now are going in two different directions. So it's odd. It's, sometimes I want to dial the number because it's what I'm used to doing. It's my default. But right now, things are very, very exciting for both of us. And I think that's, that's all that matters, that we've both gone on to what we wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And just focusing on, we're come to the future in the moment, but just focusing on that, that conversation and over that 3-year period, to any deal, there's always two parts, isn't there? When there's partners, there's Sonia who's looking to retire, and I can't believe that you both said the 6-0. It must be a problem with the Get Radio Edison, I'm sure. But in all seriousness, I think being in a business partnership is different to owning a business yourself. So I guess from that point of view, when having those conversations with Sonia, if you don't mind me asking, like, at what point did you get to the position that actually you still wanted business partners in Kate and Caroline, or was there at one point you were unsure and you were potentially going to do it yourself? Like, I'm keen to understand that thought process, because I think throughout this show we speak to so many people who want to exit their business, and I love a stat, so of businesses that go to the market, 70% are never sold, and then of the 30%, 80% of businesses that go to market are never sold, and of the 20% that are sold, 70% aren't sold for a value that enables the business to continue. So with that stat in mind, like, it obviously was a big conversation, and I'm by no means suggesting that Open Doors wouldn't have worked, but actually for you and Sonia, I think, were known throughout Oxfordshire as a pair and really well-known networkers and really great people and really well-respected in business. But it's very different being by yourself. But then equally, it's very different having two great, great, great people, Caroline and Kate, to support there. So I guess in a very roundabout way, what I'm kind of asking is, at what point did the partnership become an option? And what was your thought process throughout that time, if you don't mind me asking that?
No, not at all. I think my focus always, Ben, was that Open Doors still had so far to go, and it really, really does have so far to go. So, in Sonia wanting to retire, which obviously came first in the process, and Sonia wanting to retire, that's what we had to address first, how we made that happen, what the business had to look like at that point for that to happen. So part of that process, we had a big machine of a back end of the website built, because that really does, it's the engine behind the business now. It really drives a lot of our processes. So we made an investment in that. We also had seen so much potential in Kate, so had started to look at Kate taking on Sonia's role. You know, to the point that from last September it was in its entirety. So, you know, those plans were all happening. So your mindset is switching and your thinking is done. But I have never been ever wanted to run Open Doors on my own. That was never what I wanted to do. You know, for me, it was about knowing the magic that is Open Doors and how do I ensure that carries on? And honestly, recognizing that on my own, Open Doors isn't going to achieve what it's capable of. So it was looking around at how we made sure Open Doors and all its membership got the best of the outcome of Sonia stepping down and me stepping up. So Sonia and I talked about, obviously, Kate's evolution within the company, but also that we definitely had this gap when Sonia left to fit in as a, you know, another key person within the Open Doors hierarchy. And honestly, Ben, there was only one name that was ever in my head. And I met Caroline and had the conversation with her and was delighted, beyond delighted, that she was really excited by what I was talking about and the options. And obviously, you know, Sonia was very involved in all of that back then. So none of it may feel a bit overnight to some people, but none of it is overnight. This has been quite a long process going on behind the scenes to get us ready, because the last thing you want in a business when you have any kind of change is there to be any kind of concerns, worries within your clients, and our clients obviously are our members. So everything, it is business as usual. You know, Kate's been with us 8-9 years. Caroline's been with us in one guise or another for 13 of those years. You know, so actually it is really quite seamless, and you know, you have to make sure of that, you know, and that does take the past 3 years of getting to this point, really.
Absolutely. No, thank you for that insight. And certainly from an outside slash sort of insider of the member, it has been seamless, and it's been really, really well communicated. Maybe Caroline's marketing hat might have had something to do with that. I don't know. But anyway, let's go. So I'm going to come across to you, Kate, first. And I think one of the things that Kathy touched on there is the evolution of you within Open Doors, stepping into Sonia's role, but also you being really, really organized with the processes which have helped that transition. Talk to me in more depth about what that transition has been, and really from your point of view, how your role has changed, and really kind of the feelings along the way. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of, to be honest, Ben, it's been quite a natural progression. Sonia was a kind of my line manager, for lack of a better word. So I worked a lot with her anyway. Which, you know, pros and cons to everything. Pros, it was incredible to kind of see, particularly when it's a founder of a company, you know, if you get to see firsthand why things are done the way they're done, it's great and really beneficial. But cons, I would say, to that are, it was, you know, the company's been running for 14 years and some of the processes were the same as they were 14 years ago. So for me as an employee, that was you know, sometimes frustrating to kind of want to shake things up a little bit, but not really knowing the best way to do that. So I'm really excited for kind of this next step of the journey where I have complete kind of ownership of that. And, you know, fundamentally, I've been with the company for so long, I know it inside and out. And every decision, like Kathy said, every decision we make goes back to our values and our members. And it's something, you know, I'm very enthusiastic about and believe so wholeheartedly in Open Doors. So this was kind of a real natural step for me. So I've already said, I've kind of implemented new changes anyway, and a new role that we have essentially created because it didn't exist before. I kind of got promoted in September, is this real client relationship, kind of customer success role. So working, like I said earlier, working with the new members from the second they join up until kind of the year mark, and just making sure they are fully supported, you know, and really given all of the tools to be able to do so. So I'm very fortunate to be able to work so closely with all of our members.
Amazing, amazing. We're going to build on that role in a moment. But before we do, the recruiter in me, obviously, the second I hear role, has to talk about it. But anyway, before we do that, let's go on to Caroline. And I think Kathy really touched on that skill set that was needed, and it was obviously going to be you. I'm going to ask you a bit of a direct question first, a bit of a personal question. Were you surprised when you were approached? And like, what's that journey been since that initial conversation to get to the point where you're part of the three?
Honest answer was gobsmacked when I was asked and felt extremely humble. When you've been part of a network and you look up to two amazing women and they are your sort of aspirational, one day I will be like them, and then suddenly you're being asked to join and almost kind of step into the shoes of one, which I would never dream that I have the credibility or the caliber to step into Sonia's shoes. But Sonia and I sat down well over 18 months ago, actually, because Sonia has always sort of driven part of the marketing element. And we sat down and, you know, it was part of this 3-year plan of, at the moment, the brand is Kathy and Sonia. You know, the association was so tight. So there has been 18 months of some stepping back of visibility of Sonia and Kathy within the Open Doors messaging. So yes, going back to strategically exiting that very tight band between the two individuals and the brand itself. So Open Doors actually in the last 18 months has really stood on its own as its own brand, very much guided and supported by its founders, which has enabled, I think, this transition and bringing Kate and I in, as that we are still so fully invested and we live and breathe the values of Open Doors. I've experienced it for 12 years and it's been part of my career journey, and a natural attribute of mine is I get a real buzz out of connecting people, which was inspired 14 years ago by watching Sonia and Kathy and exactly what they did. And I always said, God, I'd love to be a part of that. So actually being sat down and gone, so this is happening, and actually, would you? I was like, oh, okay. Had to go home, have a proper good talk to myself and go, right, yeah, I can do this. And if they are offering me the opportunity, it needs to be grabbed with both hands. So yeah, humbled, shocked, and delighted all at the same time.
Amazing. Amazing. On that bombshell, I think the third really tough question, Kathy, are you going to come first, second or third place in our scoring song choices by the end of this show?
Well, you can dance to mine as well.
I couldn't have guessed.
Quite as energetically as the other two. But mine, and I think it's very apt for today, is This Girl Is On Fire by Alicia Keys. And if I could change that to These Girls, I would. So think that in your head when you're listening.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Hopefully you've had suitable shoes on today with all of this dancing. But if you haven't, you can definitely get the podcast version and you can listen back with your dancing shoes. But we're coming into the third part of this roundtable discussion. And I think that we've spoken about the start of Open Doors. We've spoken about the changes, and I think really, really exciting changes. So I think a lot of people are going to be thinking, what's the future? Like, what's coming next? So what does the future of Open Doors look like? Let's have that crystal ball.
So the future of Open Doors looks amazing, Ben. It really does. In going forward, some of the key things for me were around future-proofing our company and making sure that we all shared really clear vision for Open Doors, mm. what it can achieve. So right now, and I can share this spoiler now with everybody, but Caroline and Kate are both shareholders in the company now. So they are both now directors of Open Doors. So we are a team of three, and it is very much team, and that matters massively. Ben, we've all got very different styles, skill sets, opinions. We see things differently, and that is really key, because that's what is going to make sure Open Doors is robust. It retains that reputation, and most importantly, we grow. So, you know, we had a great day on Friday last week, sat together planning, and it was fab to be able to sit now and really get excited about the future. Not going to say it's going to be easy, Ben, because, you know, it's been a strange market for a little while now for a lot of businesses. So, you know, we're not going to get complacent that this is going to be easy. But what we will do initially is really make sure that the groups we have currently in the areas we work are supported, they're solid, we get them all to capacity. We're looking to have 200 members by the end of the year. There you go, I've put it out there now. So that's the goal for this year. And we will then sort of from Q3 onwards this year, start looking at growth and what that looks like for us. We've got a nice little hub starting to grow in the Cheltenham, Gloucester area. So it kind of feels like that might be a really nice place to go next and recreate what we have in Oxfordshire. But, you know, who knows? We are, you know, we're going to just be open-minded to conversations around that, but kind of park it to really focus on, you know, the first 6 months of this year in the groups that we currently have, and make sure that, you know, the changes that we're implementing, you know, are delivered properly. Because the thing I probably want to say here, Ben, is there's three of us in Open Doors now as directors of the company, but actually we are also then supported amazingly by a group of associate directors who head up the groups. Caroline does head up four of our groups for us, but the beauty of that is so much experience goes into those groups, but actually Caroline has the ability to feel it from an associate director role as well to make sure that, you know, part of our growth, we understand that role inside out and how to make the best of that. I head up one group currently. So, you know, we really are still at the coalface where it's needed. So we can make sure that the role of AD, you know, is valuable to the members in those groups. So, you know, we've got a great team behind us. It's not just the three of us, but it is going to be about, you know, growth. We have some really great initiatives that I can't share right now with you, but lots more focused on members. We're applying the good old Dave Brailsford, you know, incremental improvements of 1%. We're looking at every single area. Kate's made a massive difference in working with our new members. That, you know, that was something we identified as an area we could do better in. So really making sure they felt supported, understood everything. Because, you know, no matter how successful you are and how great you are running your business, you come into a new area and it takes a little while to feel comfortable and to be able to get the best from it. So, you know, Kate doing that, Caroline being able to bring all her marketing expertise into the growth of Open Doors, the brand. And me, Ma, just saying hello to everybody really and sitting in the background. You know,
you make it sound so easy.
Indeed. Hopefully I've still got a little bit of value in the business going forward. But no, it's, you know, so it's very much to grow to 200 now across virtually the groups we have, and then look at some really exciting growth going into 2026.
Amazing. Kate, something Cathy touched on there is, and you've touched on it a couple of times throughout the show, is in terms of that support to a new member. And I'm just really, really keen to put you on the spot a little bit here. Just in terms of, if you think back to all the members that have joined, and Caroline and Cathy may have a view on this as well, And if you look at the ones that have done really well, whether that be for themselves or whether that be for Open Doors or both, what are kind of those key traits? What makes them do well? Like, if you were to kind of put your finger on a thing or a couple of things that throughout that first kind of 10 months that actually leads to real success for them or for Open Doors or for both or whatever else.
Absolutely. It's a funny one because I think, you know, sometimes people look at Open Doors and they, you know, read online, it's 2 meetings a month. Great, I'll become a member, I'll go 2 meetings a month. I can almost wholeheartedly say, you know, if that's your attitude towards it, you're probably not going to be a right fit for Open Doors. Not to say, you know, it's really time consuming, but it's like anything in life, you get out what you put in. We do track stats, you know, stats, KPIs, whatever you want to call it, they're buzzwords for essentially accountability. And it's something I work really closely with all of our members. It's their commitment to their membership. You know, it's their time they're giving up, their money they're kind of investing, working with them to make sure, you know, they are getting out of it what they hope to. And the kind of KPIs and stats that we track are insight meetings, you know, making sure that our members are connecting with one another and making sure those meetings are of value. You know, it's great to meet with 50 people over the course of a month, but actually if that isn't time well spent, it could be invested kind of differently. Creating opportunities for each other, it's something we believe, you know, the whole of the Open Doors ethos is kind of connecting people and creating opportunities for one another. And with that comes success. I looked through our members over the last year, and the ones that were kind of succeeding the most in their memberships were the ones that were just, you know, following the steps so completely. They were visiting other groups, they were connecting with other members, really having their insight meetings, you know, utilizing the showcases to really be specific. Caroline touched on this earlier, but, you know, really having a clear message of what their business does and, you know, the people they want to be connected with. And it's just providing them that clarity. You know, my whole job is to make members' lives simpler, and a massive part of that is just working alongside them to give them the tools to do so.
Amazing. And Caroline, that comes nicely on. I think that a lot of people listening will be inspired and will want to see it, won't they? That's in reality, radio is advertising, and the idea is people will want to know more. If somebody does want to know more about Open Doors, how do they find out more? But then I guess a sub question to that, which I think we've touched on a lot, but just to kind of summarize, what sort of people are good for Open Doors? What sort of profile are Open Doors looking for? And if people are that profile, how do they go about finding out more?
Okay, so simple steps, practical steps, is to check out the website. Our website shows all of the venues that our 11 groups are hosted at, and very clearly shows the members in those groups. We are a one-seat policy per group, so you can have a look to see whether you have a counterpart in your sector in that group. We are all about collaboration, though. So if you wanted to visit a group and experience an Open Doors meeting, then it's as simple as you can either drop us a message through the website, or if you go through the membership list and you know somebody who is a member, then they can invite you along as their guest. In thinking about Open Doors, though, and being the right type of person that is really going to benefit from Open Doors, and I am going to drop one of our visions and our purpose, is that we are a community of inspired business owners. So if you are a business owner or a director in a business that has real focus and visions for growth of your business, then we are the environment that we have the like-minded business people in it. So business owner, business director, ideally somebody that is in their business journey minimum of a year, ideally a couple of years, because it just enables you to be really solid about your proposition. You've got a really clear vision of who your audience are, which enables you to hit the ground running in the room, because you can communicate to your fellow members exactly what your proposition and your service is and who you want to be introduced to. That is where our very successful members win out. They give very clear messages, it's very consistent, and at the same time, they've got their own network where they proactively want to introduce them to their fellow members. So connections, business owner, aspiring for growth, good to go, come and experience it and see whether it's the environment that will support you in your personal professional journey as well as your business.
Amazing. No, really good advice, really good advice, and can certainly recommend taking Caroline up on that. We are very, very almost at the end of the show. And I don't think there was much between the three song choices. So let's see if there's much between the top tips. We do like to end our show with a top tip, but we are so almost at the end of the show. So almost in a sentence, under the umbrella of networking, marketing, any of the topics that have been covered, whether it be a new point or something to highlight in the notepad that all of our listeners have obviously made this morning, what would be your takeaway top tip? And I'm going to start with you, Kathy.
Thank you. So my takeaway top tip is never underestimate the power of the support you put around you and the caliber of the people you have around you in the positive benefit that will, or negative that can have on you. So go find aspiring, inspirational people.
Amazing. Caroline.
Planning and preparation. Treat your networking as you would a direct advertising paid campaign. Make sure that you plan your messaging, you plan the vision, and you've got a goal of what you want the outcome to be.
Amazing. And last but not least, Kate.
Caroline's pinched mine a little bit there. I was going to say planning, you know, I kind of said earlier, you get out what you put in, whether that is, you know, like Caroline said, planning your strategies or just planning meetings to get the most value. Your company will, you know, thrive when it is given that dedication.
Amazing. Great advice. Great advice. And what a way to end the show. But unfortunately, we are at the end of the show. An hour went so quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
But thank you so much to my three guests for joining us today. If you are just tuning in, we've had Kathy Dunbabin, Caroline O'Connor and Kate Harriott. And we've been talking all about Open Doors. And I would definitely, definitely recommend checking out Open Doors. And do check out our three guests. They share some great stuff on socials and a hive of education, let's say. So thank you so much to the three of you. We are going to be back next week with a bit of a different show next week. I'm joined by Rich Smith, a proper radio presenter from The Breakfast Show. And we're going to be reflecting back on the last 6 months. It's been a long time since we've done a reflective show. So we're going to be talking about some of the best bits and some of those hot topics that are impacting on local business. So be sure to tune in for that. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show every Sunday on the radio and online at 11 a.m. You can also listen to the podcast format, which is available via all major podcast platforms and is released on the Monday morning. And do look out for the video version, which is available on the Get Radio Facebook page and the website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.